think we're ready to get out there. How we ended last year is not the way you ever want to end, but we've been talking about it for so long that it's crazy it's finally here. You know, it's week one. We're kicking off the whole NFL season Thursday night, so of course we're excited. So as a team, not just only as a defense.
It looks like a different way to stop the run on the way you guys are configured size-wise, scheme-wise. Are you confident you'll be able to shut down Lucian Company?
I mean, that's the plan, yeah. I don't think you ever completely shut a guy like that down, especially when they have multiple backs that can get it done. And that's the start of their offense right there. A guy like Marshawn Lynch, I know people talk about him kind of setting the tone for their offense, especially at home, getting the crowd into it early. Got to find a way to stop the run first, make them one-dimensional, like we say every day. But it's a lot easier said than done, so it's a big test, but we're ready.
AJ, I know it doesn't come up in the building, and I apologize in advance, but how often are you asked about the last play lesson for these guys?
Oh, the whatever, it's Fail Mary. I'm actually not that often I'm not asked about it. Now that we're playing them, yeah, I guess over the last couple of days I have heard about it. But not as much as you think, I guess. It seems like it was ages ago. For us, at least, I don't know about you guys. So it's not something we're dealing with on a daily basis, really.
Besides the Princess Bride actor, I guess, that was in there, what do you remember from the locker room after that game?
Just mass confusion, really. We were in the locker room, and the refs came in and said we need to get some guys back out there for the extra point, I guess, to make it legal or whatever. And the refs got out of there. We had plenty of guys that were upset with the refs, so they got out of there and seemed to handle themselves all right. And we went out there and tried to suit 11 guys up to get on the extra PAT to try to block it, and that was it. Flew home, and this is history, I guess. Real refs came back next week, right?
Everyone talks about how loud it is when the other team's on offense. How quiet is it when you're on defense?
It is, but I mean, I think that stadium, it kind of, they have great fans. There's kind of a constant buzz there. They're always into it. They're always ready. They're smart fans as well, so they know when to cheer and when not to cheer. So when their offense is there, they're operating. They let them kind of have their time to communicate. So, yeah, for defense, for us, yeah, but the thing is, on the flip side, if you give up a big play or explosive play, their play's going to go nuts. You know, you can watch the film. When you watch our film of any game played there, if they have a big play, a big run, the stadium starts shaking, the camera will start shaking, and I've seen that multiple places, but I think Seattle kind of, they're the top of the list for that.
How good is Russell Wilson extending plays?
I mean, he's got to give him credit. He's one of the best right now. I think he can extend the play to run. You know, a lot of quarterbacks can do that, but he does such a good job of scrambling, buying time, and his guys know how to get open, and he finds them downfield. Doesn't really take too many chances of throwing across the middle, and you know they'll tell you quarterbacks, if you throw a late clock across the middle, that's a recipe for disaster. But he seems to pick and choose when he does that. He can scramble and beat you with his feet, but a lot of times he's looking downfield and always trying to get the big play. So he's one of the best right now at that event.
AJ, how important will it be to weather? It's likely going to be a pretty emotional show. We've already talked about the noise throughout the game, but with the banner and the introduction, you guys went through that 3 years ago. It's quite a high early on. Can you guys need to weather that?
I mean, hopefully we can come out. I mean, I don't know if you – I think a game is a constant battle of up and down of weather and a storm. If a team has put some plays together and make some plays, you have to weather that, yeah. I think on both sides, though, there's regardless, obviously the cheering will be for them, but it's still energy that we need to find a way to feed off of for us. And when you go on the road, it's truly the guys you have on that sideline that are with you. So we'll find a way. We've been there before. I know this is probably going to be one of the top atmospheres you'll play in all year. A place like this, they're gonna drop their banner, give them their ring, got their rings, whatever. So it's gonna be an exciting time to be out there. But you're right, we need to find a way to, when things do, at some point they make plays on both sides of the ball, how are we gonna respond? So that'll be a good test.